If you're ready to confront your destiny, if this is the moment that you've been praying for, tune in and listen to your cosmic cheerleader, Commander Lady Athena, for cosmic pep talks, for closet Christs. The show is the voice of the Ashtar Command. The call is for you to step forward into your greatness. Be listening on Wednesday. We have an appointment with destiny.
Greetings from the heart and love of the One Beloved. I'm Commander Lady Athena, and you're listening to the voice of the Ashtar Command, Cosmic Pep Talks, or Closet Christ. This evening, our seminar topic is, Nothing Real is Threatened. Nothing Unreal Exists. So what's really going on? So what is really going on? That's our topic, so let's take a deep breath. And just center yourself here and now. Be present with the teaching. Allow yourself to open like a flower to the sun. Just let go of all sense of having to do or be or understand anything. Just open. Open and allow the miracle. Open and allow the transformation to take place. You know you don't have to do anything for that transformation to take place. You really don't. We're simply learning to stay connected to truth, to what is real. And remember, beloved, that what is real can never be lost, harmed, or threatened. Anything we seem to lose was never real to begin with. Yes, that applies to everyone and everything. Because, just ponder this. You don't have to understand it or dispute it or question it. Just kind of take it in and just have some tea with it. No one is really here. No one dies. For nothing God created can be changed, harmed, destroyed, or killed. These are all part of the collective dream of fear within the collective subconscious. And we have simply slept and forgotten. That's all. And now we are simply awakening and remembering. So regardless of media hype and often sheer fear-mongering, the shift we have all longed to see occur is in fact proceeding quite nicely. Humanity is awakening. Their hearts are opening more and more. Revelation is occurring on a daily basis with many, many people who are simply spontaneously awakening. It's simply the time. So the change that we're in is shifting how we see things. We're learning to see differently, which will change the world we project. You know, there's so much more beyond what we think we see, what we dream we see. There's a whole existence beyond what we call that particle and wave emanation of human consciousness, the human wave of consciousness. There's a whole Well, there are multiple realities beyond this singular point of view that we have defined as, quote, our world, which in truth exists nowhere but in your own mind. Everything you see is an image that you have endowed with an interpretation and a meaning. That is all. Apart from your thought of it, the world doesn't exist. Nor does anything or anyone in it. You think of it, and it appears. You forget it, and it doesn't. It's just that simple. So, it's a matter of, I think it's really a matter of beginning to question and to detach from the things that you've assumed were real. Begin to question everything. Don't believe anything. But go with your own intuitive sense of rightness. There's an inner guidance that's coming forward very strongly within every one of us. That if we can be still and not get so frazzled and entrained in the, you know, the drama that's going on, if we can just back off and buy some tea time where we can just be with our own thoughts and our own truth, our own awareness, we will begin to find that we're connected to a guidance system that will always show us what we need to do from moment to moment. It shows up in that moment. That's the value of staying in the now. When you're present here and now, you're available to hear and to see and receive that inner directive. So positive negotiations are taking place every single day. They never make it to the news. Because the truth is, the collective soul is revealing this new world and this new way of being. The ego mind is not in control and never has been in control. And it's the ego mind and lower nature that enjoys the adrenaline rush of pending apocalyptic disasters. But none of that shall occur. Why? Because none of that is real. However, before the peace and bliss of actual reality is experienced, the ego nature seems to be the driver of your life. But it never had any genuine creative power and therefore has had no effect at all. The ego is as ineffectual as a shadow in terms of creating any effect. Bear that in mind. The ego is unreal, and therefore, in truth, it doesn't exist. So, therefore, as we dream that we are embarking upon another New Year's cycle, why don't we share a more positive view with each other of what is happening? Let's take a higher vantage point, shall we? And the shift that is taking place is one primarily of our inner consciousness and how we collectively view things. You know, we speak a lot about the worldview. And the worldview is simply a thought form that we have collectively agreed upon. But we're beginning to awaken from that collective dream more and more. So, let me start by clarifying an important point here. The ego mind and the lower human nature is not inherently real. It is not controlling or even influencing what is really taking place in our world today. I know we thought it had, we thought it had an effect, and I know I've done a lot of shows that seem to imply that that was so. But, you know, we keep advancing our understanding. We keep going through revelation and deeper, a deeper grasp as it's revealed to us. So you can't stay on that same platform of teaching as you keep progressing into the shift and transformation because it's not the same. It's not static. We are progressing, let's say, through the dream field, so we're still language in duality. We're still seeing it as it seems to be while choosing to remember that what we're looking at ain't necessarily so. It just ain't necessarily so. So you can begin to question, but why do I believe that? Where did I get that impression? And you'll find it's something that you've been taught or someone has said. But when you get right down to it and you tell yourself or ask yourself, well, you know, what is my experience in this? What is my knowing? You'll come a lot closer to the truth. So true reality can never be jeopardized. It's so important to remember that. True reality can never be jeopardized, for nothing real is threatened. This is right from the Course in Miracles. Nothing real can be threatened. You are perfect, divine spirit, and you are real. And nothing less than that exists at all. So as far as God is concerned, the separation and the supposed fall from grace and divine oneness never occurred. God sees only our perfection. That whole thing about judgment and all of that was a mistranslation of ego minds writing scriptures, which at the time were designed to control and manipulate people's understanding and to form a priestcraft, if you will, that would lord it over the people. It was a power play, that's all. So why don't you read the scripture of your own divine heart and forget those outer translations that are so old? Who knows what they said in the original at this point? So as far as God is concerned, the separation never occurred. As far as God is concerned, you remain forever as His heartbeat, as His heartbeat, as His love, as His creative consciousness, as His intelligence, as His power, as His omnipresence. That's how God sees you and me. He doesn't see many. He sees the one, the one, the one, the one, the uniquely and ever-beloved one. That's you and me and everyone. There is no judgment. There is no judgment. Jesus goes into this very, very clearly in the Course in Miracles, which again I suggest if you really want to explore some of these thoughts that I'm sharing tonight, you begin to make your own study of the Course in Miracles. It's amazing. So, there was never any fall from grace or separation. And that departure from essential oneness and perfection never occurred. Therefore, there truly is no ego mind or lower nature in reality, for nothing unreal exists. So the shift is in the gradual awakening to the perfect love, safety, and security in which all reside forever as one with God. And this realization is the shift. The change is in how we see things. Our old worldview is being dissolved with the gradual raising of the cellular frequencies within the DNA of all life. The particles and waves of the quantum field are vibrating at a higher rate. And this is being experienced as what feels like time is passing by more rapidly than ever before. And I know we all seem to be experiencing that. It's like the day's over before it's begun. And there seem to be more events crowded into that daytime. And on the world, you know, everything seems to be happening really fast and congested, crowded together. But this is simply an illusion. For nothing in highest truth is really moving along a timeline at all. There is no time. There is no timeline. There is no event horizon. There is simply the singularity of the love that is. And we are that. So in the shift, we're simply experiencing the quantum field vibrating at a higher rate. You could say that all of creation is singing a new song. You know, the Bhagavad Gita, that term means the song of God. So all of creation is singing a new song. Isn't that a beautiful way to look at it? And everything in existence is divine light, resonating as sound, the song of God. All of existence is praising God. For example, the sound of a field of crickets chirping, when it is slowed down to the human wavelength, sounds like a chorus of men and women chanting, "Hew." You might be able to find that on the YouTube. It's amazing. Sounds just like men and women chanting, "Hew." And it's crickets vibrating at the human wavelength. So the divine primal word of all creation is singing the sound of "Hew." And that is the sound heard at the singularity of oneness. And the sound is heard as Om at the level of creational differentiation. So within the sounds of "Hew" and Om, all other sounds are derived. I like the lesson in the Course in Miracles where it says, all sounds are echoes of the voice for God. So when you think about sound, remind yourself that all sounds are echoes of the voice for God, or the Divine Spirit, living word. So sound frequencies have the power to construct and also to deconstruct, to cause cohesiveness and dispersion. The sound has that ability. It has the ability of the Vishnu, the Brahman and Vishnu process, and also the Shiva process. Shiva being the destroyer, Brahma being the creator, Vishnu being the sustainer. So those would be the three functions in the illusion dream of time space in which we watch the play of sound frequency. So light and sound are the creative power of divine source itself. Now, in the human being, that divine sound is experienced as revelation. That's when you have the epiphany and suddenly everything becomes really clear and you suddenly understand without any reasoning, any deductive reasoning. So sound reveals the deepest secrets of the divine source. Then, the further manifestation of sound becomes light, and light becomes what we know as conscious awareness. So light in the human being is experienced as creative intelligence. That's what causes the light of cognition to flash in a person's eyes, where you know they're present and they're getting it. That's the light in the human being. The light is who you are. The light is your true form. It is what your spirit looks like when it drops the body. And it simply is in its natural state. You're a light being. A full spectrum light being, I might add. So together, the light and sound constitute the whole or Holy Spirit, which in the human being is experienced as divine love. You see how that all fits? And that's just another way of saying the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Father being the sound, the light being the Son, and divine love being the Holy Spirit. Isn't that simple? You know, when you drop away the religious verbiage, it's just so simple. So everything in all of existence is a divine expression of love, and nothing else exists in reality. So if you look upon creation through the lens of your divinity, you will see all things as they truly are. Innocent, perfect, lovable, and holy. You see, it's the ego mind that goes into comp- comparisons and judgment and elaboration and projection of specialness or likes and dislikes. All of that comes out of that fictional mind that bought into separation, fear, and duality. So when you see that part of the mind beginning to elaborate on original perfection, just notice it and choose to drop it. I often tell my mind, you don't have to think of that, let it go. And it does. You know, it does if you don't keep getting entrained in that. So the shift is a correction of perspective, that's all, from fear to love. And it's to see from the inner vision. It's to open the eyes of your heart. Now, this is important to note. This shift is being orchestrated and facilitated and done entirely by divine spirit from within you. It is nothing you have to do. You don't have to understand it. You don't have to do anything at all, because it's not something that you could even do if you wanted to. It's entirely beyond the power of your doing as a human being. This shift is God awakening as God within you. That's all. It's God awakening within his embodiment as you. Remember, you are, God is you as you. God is in you and expresses through you as you. That's your truth. That's your reality. That is what never can be threatened, never can die, never can be harmed, hurt, destroyed. It is entirely untouchable by any illusion. That is who you are. So it is the emerging of your true, glorious, and perfect divine essence, much like a butterfly out of a cocoon. And it's simply time for humanity to emerge in a new manifestation. So you need do nothing at all. No matter what you do or don't do, this process of emerging into a new pattern of energy is proceeding perfectly. And you know what? Your failing or being overlooked or missing it is not even an option. You can't flub it up. No way. So everyone inherits a blessing of divine wholeness, and not one soul will be lost. And that is the real meaning, that grace is all sufficient. And when Jesus said, my grace is sufficient to you, that's really the meaning. Not one soul will be lost. And that is a gift of grace that has nothing to do with what you do or think you do in this dream that you've never really been in to begin with, except in a sleep state. So you can let go all of your self-judgment and all of your sense of guilt and inferiority and all the dance that the ego mind goes through to no avail. Just let it go. Now, grounding this understanding more in terms of what appears to be happening on Earth, you might want to consider this and have tea with this viewpoint. All the worldly scenarios seem to be parading across your TV screen and your computer monitor and whatever are past. They're past memories. And you see only the past images within the collective mind. Again and again, I tell our listeners that Earth is in a time lag, and we are all visitors coming back in time from the future to awaken our sleeping holograms, because it's the time of the shift, and we've agreed to do this. Who are we? We are the soul the Beloved, the Christed One, the Anointed, the Collective Messiah. If you want to call us, that's who we are. Or God returning to awaken itself within the many. Well, to awaken from the dream of the manyness, let's put it that way. So, these worldly scenarios all arise as dreams within the collective human mind, the mind asleep in duality. The human mind is asleep to the true self, sees only the images that are projected out of its own interpretation, but never what truly was or what truly happened, because none of the things that we see in the world and appear to be happening in highest truth ever happened. None of this has really happened. You have to really think of the whole thing as a collective dream, or I often say the ego's nightmare, and our awakening is the happy dream, because that's actually a dream also, because if you've never left the heart of God, then you never fell asleep. If you never fell asleep, there's no need to awaken. If there's no need to awaken, there's no need for a shift or transformation or anything. You see what I'm saying? But because we believe we're here, and we believe we're undergoing a global shift, the Holy Spirit works with that understanding, even though we don't really need to do anything but just chill and open our eyes, open our hearts, and it's inevitable. We will all awaken and find we've never left the heart of God. So this realization will occur within every mind. It is inevitable. For in highest truth, we remain as God created us. And we've never been separate from that eternal oneness. And nothing real can be threatened. The false beliefs in separation from Source and the global conflict and sense of alienation and all of that that we seem to feel are all unreal. And therefore, they do not exist. For nothing unreal exists. That's a good thing to remind yourself. Course of Miracles says that herein lies the peace of God. You know, when you're going through something really gnarly, challenging, and difficult, which I have this past 2 weeks, extremely gnarly illusion or nightmare, what you might call it, taking care of a very, very critically ill friend, I had to keep telling myself, this is not real, you know. This person can't possibly truly be ill, because he's not truly here. And yet, you know, you had to operate within the appropriateness of the situation, even while you kept reminding yourself this is not real. You know, you have to deal with it as if it were real. That's your dharma. While you remind yourself in highest truth, you and that other person have never left the heart of God. See what I'm saying? It's reminding yourself, but not negating or neglecting your dharma, the proper behavior that your current reality calls you to handle. You know, so we have a practical spirituality going on here. Even though we are enlightening ourselves and awakening from false beliefs of separation of the world as we think it is, we still have to ground that in loving service to all life while we still seem to be here. With full awakening, the world simply vanishes. I've had a few episodes of that which I've shared with you where I was in such a high state of vibration that the restaurant I was in or the people I was with, suddenly everything went transparent. I could see through the forms in front of me as if I had X-ray eyes, and then the next thing that happened, everything became misted over with white light, and pretty soon it totally vanished. Everything vanished from white light. I didn't know up from down. I didn't know. Well, you can't see anything. You're just in whiteout. So I've learned since that if I want to be behave appropriately when I'm in a restaurant, not to raise my vibration that high. I've learned to dial down, you know, the frequency so that I can appear in the context of where I am appropriately. And you learn to set the dial of your frequency back so that you can appear in and out of the illusion, you know, from time into eternity and eternity into time. We're bridges as we keep going back and forth in this process. And we all fall out, apparently, periodically. We all forget. We all lose track. So don't fault yourself for that, because that's part of the bridging. Every time you fall into forgetfulness and identify with whatever's going on around you, or get into ego or whatever, realize that you're weaving a pathway in consciousness for other people, because we all go through the same process. We're in it one moment, and then we fall out, and we fall out, and we get back in it. You know what I mean? So don't fault yourself when those things occur. That's the natural, normal process of bridging and weaving that lighted bridge for other people, your other selves, if you will. So with the return of our awareness to truth, that which never was, that which never happened, simply vanishes. And it vanishes into the nothingness from which it only seemed to arise in a fitful dream. The shadows of darkness recede with the dawning of a new day. Meditate on shadows. Watch them as the sun rises. Watch how they disappear. I've likened our appearance here, our hologram, our false self, much like a shadow that passes through all kinds of terrain, but the shadow's not affected at all. And with the dawning of light, it simply vanishes. Think of your life, your body, as a shadow that will dissolve ultimately in the light. And who casts the shadow? You. You are the light. You are the light. And when the hologram falls into time and space, it's like a shadow. That's all. You're not the shadow. You are the very light itself. So we awaken with the truth of eternal love, resonating both within and without. Love, only bliss, only Ananda. And that is the moving into the golden age that Sai Baba has spoken of, and that we are certainly in right now. We're in the cusp of that. We're moving into it rapidly. And we just suddenly open our collective eyes as if coming to from a trance. And we see. We really see for the first time. And we can say from the Christ the Beloved within, "Behold, I make all things new." So this is the age of the Holy Spirit. This is the age of grace. This is the age of the divine feminine, the Shekinah. It's another term for the Holy Spirit. This is the age in which we awaken to our divine wholeness. And this is the age where we reside in the heart of all loving goodness, of all things, of all life. We awaken in the heart as the Beloved within all. And we see the Beloved in all. And that's simply God consciousness. When you're in God consciousness, all you see is the Beloved. So, where we move into a state where we are loved and blessed simply because we're divine and remain forever indistinguishable from God. Who you are, your true self, is indistinguishable from God. So we really have nothing to do but to abide in certainty of outcome and just witness the seeming outer changes with peaceful eyes and without fear or doubt. Our safe awakening and arrival, you know, it already took place. The instant in which we fell asleep and we had imagined we separated ourselves from our loving source. We were instantly reinstated. You know, that thought form was instantly corrected. So that separation was absolutely impossible, again, because nothing unreal exists. And separation is unreal, and so it never really occurred. And God never sees us as separate. He only sees himself, herself, itself when she looks at you and me. So we remain with God exactly as we were created, forever perfect, forever whole, forever holy, pure, and innocent of any doing whatsoever within the dream. So we can relax and let go. And we can stop trying to manipulate and control the outcome of things. For everything is truly unfolding perfectly, according to our soul's plan. Isn't that a great thing to know? That whether you go through this kicking and screaming, crying and kvetching, or whether you go through laughing and expressing gratitude, or whether you sleep through it, or whether you dream you die through it, whatever you seem to be going through, you'll get through it just fine and awaken as you've always been, as you've always remained, home with God. In a forever beautiful world. So to clarify a few things that people seem to be very concerned about these days, number one, there will be no apocalypse. There will be no global destruction. There will be no water world with the melting of the polar caps. Nor will there be a global freeze. The radiation of Fukushima will not cause global death. We have consistently, within the Ashtar Command, neutralized radioactivity and protected the ecosystems of Earth just sufficiently to prevent it from being destroyed without preventing the learning of responsible stewardship, which is the dharma of the people and the inhabitants of Earth. But we will not allow anything that would cause that particular thing to happen, that so many people seem to fear these things. But television is full of these shows. And I imagine if you watch these things that you will, you know, get entrained into those fearful beliefs. Don't watch that stuff if you have, you know, if you have a concern about these things. Just don't fill your mind with this kind of imagery. Another thing is that no country on this earth will be allowed to detonate a nuclear warhead. No matter how much saber rattling and threats and tomfoolery goes on, it simply will not be permitted, period. Galactic Command absolutely will not permit that to happen. And nor will Earth be decimated by any pandemic virus. This is, again, more of the ego's mood-making and its desire to have an adrenaline rush by exacerbating scenarios of fear. So we will not see our biosphere Earth destroyed and devoid of life. A lot of life is extinct because it's simply moving into the next octave of the new Earth. And it's taking on new incarnations and better forms because everything progresses. So none of these dire scenarios will happen, for none of them are real, none of this. And these are all dream projections of a sleeping ego mind that in itself is unreal. In itself it's unreal. There is no ego mind. So you can only dream that you suffer. And with awakening comes laughter, an enormous relief that none of this was real, only a passing dream arising from imagined separation from loving grace. Grace is revealing all things as new, making all things new, by revealing the love that upholds all in perfect security forever. but dream you are suffering, sick, losing things, and witnessing destruction. That shall come to an end as we go through this shift. And, you know, we're going to all rejoice. We're going to all rejoice. You know, it's all good when you look at it from the point of view of the higher spiritual awareness. The timing of everything in life is perfect. Someone or something always shows up when you most need it. Pay attention. Something or someone always shows up when you need it. You know, God has these divine agents staked out everywhere, and angels, and emissaries of love and light. Something always shows up when you need it. But remember, none of this is really real. And we are forever one with God. And most of all, beloveds, remember, God has already handled all of your problems. God has already handled all of your problems, solved all of your dilemmas. He's already got you in the palm of his hand and has taken care of whatever worries you right now tonight. Right now, God has you covered. God has your back, your front, both sides, top of your head, bottom of your feet, all of your parallel lives, all of your multiple selves, all of your incarnations, because you're his incarnation. God lives in you as you. So now take a deep breath. And relax. Just relax. Just be still and quit fretting, making yourself sick. Stop making your dream even worse. Just be still. Find ways to enjoy your life. And look for signs of goodness and kindness and loving. You'll find it where you notice the beauty, the radiance. Now, to stay connected, this is your secret. To stay connected to your source energy, you need to give forth energy. You need to flow your energy to whoever you're talking to whatever you're involved with. Don't withhold. Don't contract. Flow your energy out in an impartation, a giving of yourself. Give of yourself fully to that person, that moment, that experience, that piece of work, whatever. Give of yourself fully to it. And that is the way to keep connected to the divine source. This is a secret that the saints and mystics of all time have always known. Like Mother Teresa, for example. What withheld energy did she have, for heaven's sakes? You know, in such frail health with such a bad heart, she worked from morning to night and slept on the hard floor and ate, you know, gruel with the poorest of the poor. In fact, I was shocked when I saw a picture of her precious little feet. They were completely deformed, and the toes were all curled over on top of one another and deformed because she always picked the worst pair of shoes and gave the best shoes that were donated to her dying and ill patients and her children that she'd adopted. Yeah, she always took the worst for herself. How could she do that? Well, she found a secret to just blowing forth that love all the time, that agape, unconditional love. And she saw everybody as the Lord. She saw everyone as Jesus. And appearing in his most distressing form. So, I know we all can't be Mother Teresa, nor should we be. That's not our particular call in life. But whatever you are involved with, whoever you are, and whatever you do, if you can find ways to give of your energy, give of your attention, give of your time, give of your presence. Be present with whoever you're with without agenda. When you throw agenda into the equation, you begin to drain not only yourself, but that other person starts to back away. They feel like you're trying to control them, and they actually back away. This is what happens in relationships, you know. Starts out really great, you're in love, and, you know, it's honeymoon time, and you can't get enough of each other. And then pretty soon, one or the other starts to feel intimidated, jealous, insecure, critical, whatever. And they start to project that energy of expectation on that partner. And that causes the partner to back off and back away. And then that causes the other person that feels insecure to start nagging or fighting or getting upset and angry and, again, trying to control with anger, which is another form of fear. And you know what? It needn't be that way. It needn't be that way. The way that it could be is for each of the people in the coupling to stay connected to their divine source, because that's really the power drive. That's really the thing that makes you feel whole and happy and a sense of self-esteem and well-being. That's when you're in harmony with your own divine spirit. And then you don't, you know, it's like the whole make no demands. So you don't project need and expectation and codependency and demand on your partner when you are self-sourcing. We need to self-source, turn within to that wellspring of strength and divinity within us so that we fill up our own tank. And then we can come together in a coupling where the more intuitive or the more connected and attuned of the pairing can be, you know, the leader. And in that way, you both share in the moving through life. And there's no competition then. There's co-sharing rather than being codependent. And that's how you shift that paradigm in relationships. So notice that when you come on so strong with somebody, whether you want to come on to them for a business deal or a sexual connection, or you want them to notice you because you want, you know, you want that job or that screen role or whatever, that's your agenda, and that will cause that thing or that person to withdraw from you. So you defeat yourself when you do that. You know, everybody knows when they see somebody coming to the door with Bible tracts and the Bible that they have an agenda. They're not going to really be talking to you. They're going to be seeing you in the light of their agenda, and nobody likes that. Likewise, when the olden days, the salesman used to come to the door. You know, everybody pretend like they weren't home because they knew agenda was coming to the door. So don't run agenda on each other and not on yourself. But learn to self-source. Stay connected. Stay connected to what's real for you. Nobody can tell you what's real for you. Only you. Walk to the light of your own, march to the beat of your own drum, and walk in the light of your own knowing, your own revelation, your own intuitive sense of rightness. And you'll always be in the right path. Who could be faulted for doing what you feel in your heart is the right thing to do? Even if it's wrong, it doesn't matter. If you are true to yourself and what you, in that moment, truly believe you need to be or do or express or say or whatever, if that is coming truly from where you're at the moment, it will always be well received. And I could always say, well, my experience is this, and what I'm feeling is this. You know, you own it. You own your state. And in that way, you stay authentic. In that way, you don't run agenda. And in that way, you stay connected. So flow your energy out fully. So that is the secret to staying connected to your divine source. Give your best. Give your full attention to each task and to each person when you're with them. Put down that fakakta a cell phone. Turn it off. There's nothing more rude than to sit at a table with somebody and be on your cell phone or tweeting or checking your email or whatever. This is just, you know, so incredibly disrespectful to the beloved that is sitting, the Christ that's sitting before you. So don't do that. Don't do that. You don't need to tweet, text, and do that every moment of your life. You're getting addicted to stupid. So don't do stupid. Don't run stupid patterns. But give your full self, your full attention, your full presence to the moment. And you'll find yourself really flowing in this higher paradigm energy. And you'll find in giving, in the simplest of ways to another, brings an immediate shift in how you feel, and even a sense of relief and joy. That burden that a lot of you sense and feel is actually your own withheld love. That heaviness in your heart, it's your own withheld love. Don't withhold love from yourself. If you're not your own best friend, who is going to be your own best friend? Never badmouth yourself. Ever, 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 never badmouth yourself. Always respect yourself. And always respect the other. Ask yourself, how would I like this person to treat me in this situation? How would I feel if I received that email or that text? Or I said such and such on the phone? That's empathy. Put yourself in their place. And give them your loving. Teach only love, because love is who you are. So pressure, fear, stress, all of that arises from withholding and withdrawing energy from one another. So expand where you used to contract and experience a difference. And give where before you withheld and experience how great that feels. You know, you imprison yourself when you recoil and contract in fear. That's where people say, well, I have to get my space. I need my space. I need to get away from such and such. They're in their prison of their fearful thoughts. So set yourself free by expanding and loving. And then you become powerful and confident in your spirit whenever you radiate and bestow. And try it. And you'll prove this to yourself. And remember, always remember, beloved, that God has all of this already handled. And there are angels and divine agents staked out everywhere. And somebody or something always shows up when you need it most. So I hope this has been helpful to you. I'm preaching to myself, of course, very, very much so. I've been through a week where all of that was challenged for me. And maybe you were too. And that's part of it too. So enjoy it. Don't sweat the small stuff. And good Lord willing, I will be with you this time next week. You've been listening to Commander Lady Athena of the Ashtar Galactic Command. And wishing you all very divinely guided and blessed tomorrow and forever. So let's go out chanting on IQ. Deep breath. On IQ. On IQ. And we seal this evening with the precious name, Adonai.